When answering the how, you are looking to find how an adversary gained access to your information system. Was it a successful attack from the outside? Or maybe a user accidentally installed compromised software? Or maybe an organization with a trusted connection was compromised? So, another thing to remember is that security tools can be used for malicious purposes. It's all in who is using the tool and what you're trying to do. If you think about Nmap, the network mapping tool, it was built to help system administrators. The Nessus framework is actually built on Nmap. However, it's a great tool for hackers to learn about, hey, what ports are active, how are the systems responding, operating system fingerprinting. All of those capabilities exist within the same tool. Another thing to consider is, hey, similar to the SolarWinds incident, could you imagine if an ACAS server were compromised and it would push, modified patches with embedded code to vulnerable clients? So, things like that also need to go into researching how a system was compromised. Vulnerability analysis is where you identify systems within your scope that may be vulnerable to the same exploit. The more important question here is, if this exploit were known and there was a fix action, why wasn't the affected system patched? And another thing to remember is that information systems will always be vulnerable. If you look through Microsoft security bulletins, you will quite frequently see that more than one version is listed. This applies to Windows and Office products. And the reason being is that, the source code is reused. So a newly discovered vulnerability will likely affect earlier versions of the software as well.